AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A partial ice cape collapse in unseasonably warm northwest Washington has killed one person and injured four others. Officials say the person killed remains buried under the debris at the popular Big Four ice caves. Snohomish County Sheriff spokeswoman Sherry Ireton says recovery teams have been taking extra precautions navigating the fragile ice cave.
Because conditions of the ice are so dangerous at this point, teams from Everett Mountain Rescue and other search and rescue volunteers are looking at the conditions of the ice to see how safe it is before they go in.
Sound courtesy KOMO-TV, the recovery effort was suspended at nightfall. The killing of a woman at a sightseeing pier has brought criticism down on San Francisco because the Mexican man under arrest was in the U.S. illegally, had been deported five times, and was still out on the streets. The AP's Janie Haar reports it's no secret the city doesn't fully cooperate with federal immigration officials on holding people in the country illegally.
People are aware that San Francisco is a sanctuary city and that San Francisco does not honor these holds.
Francisco Sanchez is the repeat drug offender arrested in the shooting of Catherine Steinle. President Obama defends progress in the fight against Islamic State militants.
After a weekend of ramped-up airstrikes in Syria, the president came here to the Pentagon to get a progress report on a fight he says will not be quick against an eager enemy.
ISIL is opportunistic and it is nimble.
Not just on the battlefield, but here in the homeland, where the president warned of efforts to inspire Americans to carry out lone wolf attacks, calling those and ones waged by small terror cells complex and hard to detect.
And that means that we're going to have to pick up our game to prevent these attacks.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
One person's been gored in the first bull run of Pamplona's San Fermin Festival. This is AP Radio News. In a new statement, Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump backs away from his criticism of Mexican immigrants, but still says Mexico is using the U.S. as a dumping ground for criminals.
The Trump statement says many fabulous people come in from Mexico and our country is better for it. He also says the Mexican government is, in his words, forcing their most unwanted people into the United States, among them criminals, rapists, drug dealers, etc. The characterization of Mexican immigrants as drug dealers and rapists when he announced for president last month has torn through Trump's businesses. Univision, NBC, Televisa, and Macy's have cut ties with Trump, and many stars have withdrawn from the Miss USA pageant, which he partly owns. Warren Levinson, New York.
The world's oldest man, a retired educator from Japan, has died in Tokyo at the age of 112. The world's oldest person is an American woman, Susanna Mushet Jones of Brooklyn, who just turned 116 on Monday. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.